Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community In Depth. Our friends from Hastings Senior Health and Living are here, and we're already giggling before we even go on the air. There's just so much fun stuff to talk about today. We want to welcome Callie Hipp. She is here along with Heather Rivola. They are activity directors at Hastings Senior Health and Living. And I got to tell you, there's lots of activities going on there, so it's really fun to get caught up with them. How are you both today?
Doing great.
Doing good.
Wonderful. So first of all, Callie, I've not met you yet. Please tell me about your history with your facility and what you did before you started working there.
So I kind of have a fun history. I started out as a nursing assistant back straight out of high school. I graduated and I took the nursing assistant class.
Nice.
So I was a nursing assistant from 2017 to about right before I started activities, actually. My administrator said, you know, I think you'd be really good in the activity department. So I said, okay, you know, I'll try it out. I moved my way up. I was the coordinator, and then we couldn't keep a director in the spot. So I said, you know what, I'm going to take initiative and I'm going to be the director. And so they paid for my class and I became the director. But I was CNA, TMA, and then I was the coordinator, and then now I'm the director. So
what a wonderful history. And that is really what CASI is all about, isn't it? They mm-hmm. want to keep people in the system mm-hmm. as employees, and how wonderful that you've been able to mm-hmm. work your way up. That's yeah. awesome. Heather, we know about you. You're great. How are things? I haven't seen you for a while.
Going good. Staying good. Busy at Park Ridge.
So Park Ridge, mm-hmm. one of my favorite places. And how's the queen of Park Ridge, Margaret Goderstead?
She's doing good.
She is great. Nobody could ever unseat her as the queen, right?
Yeah, she's probably listening right now. And so,
well, please greet her. She's one of my favorite yes. people of all times.
And I'll go and have coffee with her and find the scoop out on you.
Uh-oh, that's... She has the scoop on me, I'm sure. Anyway, well, wonderful. So great to see both of you. So how are things? You both are at different facilities. Mm-hmm. Tell us about how things are going at both of your facilities and what an activities director does at both of them.
We bring the fun to the residents. All our activities are based on what the residents want. We have monthly meetings encouraging them to come to them to find out what they want to do for
bring purpose to their lives.
Yes.
Bring joy to their lives. Make them smile. Our job really revolves around them. You know, whatever they want to do, we put it on the mm-hmm. calendar. You know, I will have a night. It'll be in general. It'll say like night with Callie. And I'll say, okay, right. I'll say, what do you guys want to do? Most of the time it's bingo. I was like, okay, well, we only have a half an hour to play bingo. Maybe we can do something else.
We've done bowling in the dining room. We set up bowling
Why
pins,
not?
Moved the tables.
Why not?
We did it right next to a glass door, but it was fine. We've done mini
that's
golf.
What you have insurance for,
yep,
Heather.
We've done mini golf. We
pumpkin
bring it
bowling,
all.
Bowling, that's been
pumpkin,
October's.
Yep.
Pumpkin themes.
Oh. Well, your facility looks nice from the outside. I saw all of the decorations. You have a yes. scary guy standing outside.
Yes.
Yeah. He's
and
pretty
they,
cool.
They decorate him for the season. Don't know what we're going to do for Halloween with him yet, so
okay, well,
you might want to swing by and
I will.
Find out.
I will. So Hastings Senior Health and Living has been in Hastings in different iterations for many, many years, and it is on Pine and what, 16th maybe?
15th,
okay. So it's a wonderful place, and the really cool thing I think about it is you have two standalone buildings on your big giant campus mm-hmm. connected by, I heard, a tunnel.
Yes.
What?
It's nice. So for us at Park Ridge, that's the assisted living and independent residence facility, our residents can go see a loved one, or
we have one specific resident that takes that tunnel at least twice a day in the winter time.
His wife is at the care center mm-hmm. and he is at our assistant living, so he takes it and go eats lunch.
For lunch and dinner every day he is there
walking, and it's good exercise, and mm-hmm. it's nice because when the rain outside, the
it's
snow
cold.
You know,
for sure,
heat, smoke. They can go in the tunnel, and it's one straight shot. And
our volunteers, we have a volunteer that lives over at Park Ridge, so she'll take the tunnel when it's cold outside, and that's really nice.
That is really nice. And
it's keeping them connected.
When I want to bother Heather, I like to take the tunnel.
You take the tunnel, mm-hmm. surprise her, mm-hmm. yeah, that you're coming over.
So, and we actually if you ever walk through our tunnel, we have some residents, when they have passed, the family has given us pictures. And so the whole hallway, that tunnel is lined with pictures as a memorial of mm-hmm. residents who mm-hmm. have passed.
That is so cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
And it leads yes. to the heated garage. There's a nice heated garage under Park Ranch.
Well, let's talk about the apartments because they're pretty snazzy, and I know that there is always a waiting list to get in.
Yes, we have about a year and a half waiting list.
So get your name on now.
Yes, plan ahead with, you know, the winter months ahead. You know, you can always get your name on, and if we call you, hey, your apartment that you're looking at is available, you can say, nope, push me to the back, next one. Get your parents, plan ahead. You know, that's the biggest thing I can encourage residents and families to, if you know someone who's starting to look, get on the waiting list.
Not a bad idea. And also, as far as the apartments themselves go, there's different kinds. Can you tell us about that?
We have 9 different styles.
You do? I didn't know it was that many.
Yeah, I can't keep track of them all. I have to, when I have people come in and give a tour, I actually have the little map of layout of our building because I don't know what name they are. I have to look. So we have different kinds of 1 bedrooms. We have 2 bedrooms. We have, you know, 1 bedroom with dens. I can't list them all. There's many options out there.
But they are all available for people to rent.
And what's nice about our facility is you can age in place. And what that means is you don't have to, if you're move-in independent and you need services, you don't have to move to a different part of the building. We come to you. That is your home. So we bring the services to you.
And then once you get to that certain point in your life, then you come over to our building, and it's really nice.
You know, that is mm-hmm. really nice. When you talk about different services that you can add on, what does that look like, Heather?
You can get med management for your parent. We can help with clothing, showers. Some residents just want that standby in the apartment while they're taking showers, and the comfort for them and for the children that their parent is there in case something happens. We have emergency pendant that they can push. So then we have room checks, so we can go and do room checks just to make sure that...
Kind of a wellness check thing? Okay.
A wellness check. So yeah, there's all different varieties of cares that we provide. So you can call and schedule appointment and come
cleaning
on.
And yep, maybe cleaning
meals from our delicious meals. Kitchen.
Yep, our delicious kitchen. Mm-hmm. So
we have a really good menu. It's, mm-hmm. it's phenomenal, actually.
We actually started several months ago. During our lunch service, we have now a walk-in menu. So families can come with their resident loved one and come in and walk in like you're going out to a restaurant. Sit down. We have 5 delicious meals on there you can order. And
is this at the apartment side?
This is at the apartment side.
Okay. So is it on the first floor then in your
yep,
big
first
area?
Floor, big dining room. And the meals get made at the care center, and they get delivered
through the tunnel.
Through the awesome tunnel. See, it's multi-purpose tunnel.
No kidding.
And mm-hmm. then the walk-in menu, we have a special ventless oven that we installed this year, and so we can make those 5 things, like a chicken basket, cheeseburger. There's a special salad that everyone's loving. So there's many choices you can get.
That is so awesome. I didn't know that. And then you also are pet friendly.
Yes.
Tell us more about that. You know, I love my pets.
You know, your pets become another child, you know, your child. So when you're looking at moving, and why look at, you know, that's a heartbreaking if you look at a place where you can't bring your pet. So we welcome your pet in. Come on with it.
What pets do you have now that are kind of king
cats,
of the...
We have cats, dogs. Oh. Well, 1 dog. Our dog is we call the mascot. So.
Cute.
Yeah. So he's out. When the sun's shining, you'll find him on our sidewalk. And when it's not, you'll see him in the evening sitting in the lobby laying down. And everyone's hugging Hunter. So They remember Hunter. They don't remember Joanne because they go, I feel so bad for Joanne. They don't remember Joanne's name, but they remember Hunter. So, but we love them both. So.
Oh, I love it. Well, I think that your lobby is really the place to be. I have to tell you, that's where you find out what's going on in the world.
Yes. I stopped in one evening. I had to drop something off and I heard them laughing out in the parking lot. And I walk in and they have wine glasses and they're helping themselves to wine and they're making it their living room. And that's what we want to see. Mm-hmm. That's, to me, it tells us we're doing our job when they can feel comfortable that they can bring a bottle of wine down to share with their friends. So.
No sure. kidding. So, Callie, over on your side, you mentioned that it really is a great transition for people if they need more services. Mm-hmm. So what do your activities look like?
Our activities are all on the spectrum. We try to exercise every day, trying to do dual exercises, keeping their mind and their body moving. Bingo, I think 4 to 5 times a week. They love bingo. We do a women's group once a week. We do a men's group once a week. We have a Bible study, Catholic services. The St. Elizabeth Ann Seton comes in and does Catholic services for us. We have an awesome new pastor, Pastor Kate. She's amazing. She does a service, and she has a devotional group that she does on Mondays. Lots of different groups. We have a sensory group for our low-functioning, baking group to get their hands dirty.
You also have a wonderful library that residents can
go. A couple libraries. We have a mobile library, plus I think 2 other libraries.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. Well, I know you have a piano.
Yeah, we have a baby grand.
Nice.
Yep, we got one donated.
Well, it really is important, isn't it, as we age, to stay engaged mentally, physically, in all ways. And that's really what your job is, I suppose, as activity directors.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Bring purpose to the residents. Even if we can get the residents to smile, it's amazing. And we have the Trishaw bikes, and I took 2 residents out on it one day, and we just went around downtown. And the rest of the day, I don't think a smile left their face. It was so great. They were so thankful.
And we're thankful for the Hastings community for providing those, the Rotary Club
providing
such wonderful things for us to do this summer. We were out on the boats 3 times a month.
They're still asking if we're going on boats. I'm like, it's getting cold outside. So we can't go anymore. But
Fall Drive, we've had great turnout with helping with raised money for a bus. You'll know more about that when we do Power of 100. We're speaking at that for follow-up.
Wonderful. That. So you are still fundraising for a new bus, and I know you're getting darn close. Tell us.
We're getting really close. I'll let that be. I don't want to ruin the surprise at Power of 100, so I'll let that be. More to come on that.
Well, how wonderful. And then I know you also are wanting to talk about a food drive you have coming up.
Yes, me and Heather are both doing a food drive. We're going to do a combined facility food drive. It's going to go November 1st through the 21st. Our goal is 100 pounds for both the facilities, so 50-50 each. All the donations are going to go to Hastings Family Service. We did this last year. We got the picture posted on the Hastings Family Service. We got quite a bit last year.
We got more than what I think we raised.
118 or something.
We went way above what we were looking at. I think our goal last year was 50 pounds, so we went way above.
Mm-hmm. So I'm guessing we're going to do the same again.
That is awesome. And again, that is all staying local here for Hastings Family Service.
And we'll have, in both of our lobbies, we'll have baskets where families, when they come visit their loved one, can bring items to. So we encourage you.
Even if
you
clean out your cupboards, get all the extra cans, that you didn't use that are not going to expire within too long, at least 6 months, and drop them off.
Okay. So both facilities will have a place for us to drop things off.
Mm-hmm. So
it's great.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll take the bus and No, the bus was broken last year. We had to load it all up in
That's
our car.
That's why you need a new bus.
Yes. So we loaded it in my car. I had to put the seats down.
That was
You had that much. I love that.
Yeah. So we plan to get the bus there this year with the residents because just seeing their smile, they love to be a part of the community. Mm-hmm. And so this is how we keep them connected to the community.
So that is going on November 1st through the 21st. And then tell us about your giving tree That's such a cool thing.
Yes. Every year we have our giving tree that goes up in the front lobby area. And all the residents, each resident will have a tag. And I go around and I ask residents, like, what are your wants, needs? I get specific sizes. Everything.
I'm sure they first say nothing.
I know.
Of course.
It's hard. And sometimes I have to ask the nursing assistants, like, hey, what do they need? You know, like, as simple as...
A chunk of our residents at our care center has family outside of the state. And a lot of them, we have a handful that does not have any family at all. Mm-hmm. So this is hard. Really meaningful to them to open a gift that they weren't expecting, to know that they're loved.
And then getting specific colors, you know, like if their favorite color is blue, you know, getting them specific blue slippers or even like body wash so they can smell good, you know, pajamas, blankets, even getting their favorite snacks. It's usually like two or three things on the tag, but you can come take the tag. It's going to start around November 14th, and I'm hoping to have all unwrapped gifts return to the activity office by the 19th.
So then if someone's doesn't get return a tag, we can make sure we get out there and get an item for that resident. So No resident is left behind at Christmas. So
that is going to be in the lobby of the
care center.
The care center. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Wonderful. Mm-hmm. And so anyone can just pop in and grab one of
grab
those.
Grab a tag. Yep. When you drop off your food for the donations, grab a tag. Go Love shopping it. For Black Friday or whatever, and then come back. And it really touches their residents. When we have our Christmas party and they're all sitting there opening all their gifts, it's amazing to see their faces.
And
it's,
at the Christmas party, we have Santa deliver them.
How do you get Santa? He's so busy.
Well,
we have connections.
Yep. Very wow. good. And then the activity department, Callie doesn't know this yet, but the activities department is going to be elves this year. Mm. And so we will help Santa deliver
them. Spoiler alert. So,
yeah. Sorry, Callie.
Yay.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so many great things going on. Any last thoughts, ladies?
Thanks for having us. Mm-hmm.
Thank you coming in today. And you know what? You two are both just made for what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So really happy to see you so fulfilled mm-hmm. in your careers. And you're making a difference in people's lives. And that has to feel really good.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you.
It is good.
Well, thank you so much. You. Our guests today, we want to thank them from Hastings Senior Health and Living, Callie Hipsch, and also Heather Rivola. They are activities directors at Hastings Senior Health and Living. And if you would like to learn more, please go online. And Hastings Senior Health and Living is a part of Cassia, and you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.